music, and I hope you did get to get reminded of some of you know, the biggest songs of 2025. You were listening to the City Drive right here on 97.7. My name is Tron Jabulani, and I want to say thank you so much to each one of you for always tuning in to 977 and for always coming through here on all of the other shows as well. And for that, I wish that you get into the year 2026 with so much grace, right? I pray that, you know, you get into the year 2026 with so much light and so much hope and so much faith in you and wisdom as well. I wish you happiness, joy, resilience, and a little bit of some delusion, because, you know, sometimes for some things to work out, you need to be delusional a little bit, you know. You need to be extremely ambitious as well. So these are the things that I am wishing for everybody that is listening right now as you get into the year 2026. And, of course, lots of money, lots of money. Please do not shy to pray for money. Pray for money, okay, because you need it. You need it. Definitely, you need it. Thank you so much to each one of you for always listening to the show. My name is Tron Jabulani once again, and a happy new year, and have a happy and prosperous 2026. Bye-bye. See you next year.
City Drive.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world, because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Big, big, three, fat, fat,
fat. Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.
Am I original? Yeah. Am I the only one?
Everybody's tuned in, even other radio stations are locked on.
Everything you need, you better rock your body now.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Livingstone has arrested and charged Mercy Mukupa, a teacher at North Mid Primary School in Lusaka, and Kelly Mpundu, a clerical officer at the Southern Province Education Office in Choma, for corrupt practices. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, says Zambia recorded meaningful progress in advancing sexual and reproductive health and rights, SRHR, in 2025, but warns that persistent gaps must be addressed in 2026. And in international news, the daughter of Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy tycoon jailed in Hong Kong, has expressed concerns about her father's deteriorating health in prison, saying that his fingernails sometimes fall off and his teeth are rotting.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Livingstone has arrested and charged Mercy Mukupa, a teacher at North Mid Primary School in Lusaka, and Kelly Mpundu, a clerical officer at the Southern Province Education Office in Choma, for corrupt practices. According to Acting Head Communication Chisanga Chilufya, Mercy Mweko Mukupa, 34, has been charged with two counts of corrupt practices by public officer, contrary to Section 19, Cap 1, as read with Section 41 of the Anti-Corruption Act No. 3 of 2012 of the Laws of Zambia. Meanwhile, Kelly Mpundu, 49, has been charged with one count of the same offence. Particulars of the offence in count one are that between 1st January 2021 and 31st December 2021 in Livingstone District, Mercy Mweko Mukupa, being a public officer, namely a teacher at North Mid Primary School, did corruptly solicit the sum of 15,000 kwacha from Natasha Mwananyina Piri as a reward for facilitating her recruitment as a teacher in the Ministry of Education. Further particulars of the offence in count two are that during the same period and in the same district, Mercy Mweko Mukupa did corruptly receive 13,000 kwacha from Weka Piri as an inducement or reward to facilitate the recruitment of her sister, Natasha Mwananyina Piri, as a teacher in the Ministry of Education. The suspects have since been released on bond and will appear in court soon.
977 News.
In our other news, governance and development advocate Zambia Godaza has urged Zambia to send an election observer mission to learn from Uganda's electoral process. Godaza executive director Elias Mlenga notes that Uganda will hold presidential elections in 2026, coinciding with Zambia's tripartite elections in August 2026. Mlenga encouraged government and the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to consider sending a delegation of civil society organizations, CSOs, and representatives from political parties to Uganda to learn from their electoral processes. He emphasized that the observation mission would provide valuable insights into Uganda's approach to managing elections, ensuring transparency and promoting peaceful transitions. Mlenga pointed out that given the recent electoral challenges in Malawi and Tanzania, Godaza believes Zambia can benefit from Uganda's experience to strengthen its own democratic processes. He highlighted that with Zambia receiving international recognition for its strides in economic development and governance, the country is poised to take a leadership role in African politics and economic growth.
977 News.
In other news, the Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRap says Zambia recorded meaningful progress in advancing sexual and reproductive health and rights, SRHR, in 2025, but warns that persistent gaps must be addressed in 2026. In a year-end review released Wednesday, MedRap has credited gains to collaboration with the New Dawn government and partners while calling for stronger implementation at district level. It has noted that SRHR remained firmly on the national development agenda in 2025, with visible progress in provinces including Southern, Northwestern, Eastern, Lusaka and Luapula. The organization working with UNICEF reported improved outcomes in districts where integrated health, education and social welfare approaches were applied, particularly for adolescents. At community level, the organization observed positive shifts in attitudes following engagement with traditional and faith leaders. It says programs such as the Ending Child Marriage and Adolescent Pregnancy, SHAP, Changing the Law, Changing Lives, and ATOM helped strengthen awareness and acceptance of adolescent-friendly SRHR services. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Credible, accurate business news.
And in business news this evening, the National Road Fund Agency, NRFIA, has with immediate effect withdrawn the recently announced increase in toll fees for certain categories of motor vehicles. NRFA Public Relations Unit says the decision was made to allow for the signing and publication of the necessary statutory instruments by the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development. The agency confirmed that until the legal process is completed, current toll fees will remain in place at all NRFA operated toll gates across the country. This also applies to the three toll gates operated by the MOIC LN Consortium Limited along the Lusaka Ndola Dual Carriageway. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, the daughter of Jimmy Lai, the pro-democracy tycoon jailed in Hong Kong, has expressed concerns about her father's deteriorating health in prison, saying that his fingernails sometimes fall off and his teeth are rotting. Lai, 78, has been detained since December 2020 and faces life in prison. Earlier this month, he was convicted of colluding with foreign forces under the city's controversial National Security Law, NSL. Hong Kong and Chinese authorities have denied that Lai has been mistreated in prison, saying he is in good health. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, former Australia batter Damien Martin has been placed into an induced coma after being diagnosed with meningitis. The 54-year-old, who played 67 test matches between 1992 and 2006, reportedly fell ill on 26 December and is in a hospital in Queensland. Martin played in four Ashes series, retiring with immediate effect before the third test of the 2006-2007 series, and won two World Cups with Australia. Cricket Australia CEO Todd Greenberg wished Martin a quick recovery, saying he was saddened to hear of Damien's illness. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, in Livingstone has arrested and charged Mercy Mukopa, a teacher at North Mid Primary School in Lusaka, and Kelimpundu, a clerical officer at the Southern Province Education Office in Choma, for corrupt practices. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, says that